There was a man who decided that he would do some mission work in China. He went to that country. And he decided, for whatever reason, that he was going to wear white every single day. Now, that probably was not the best clothing color choice for a lot of reasons, but that was his decision. And he, wearing that white clothing, worked in this country for many, many years and didn't have a single quote-unquote convert. One day, he was out, and there was someone riding a bicycle. There had been some rain, and there was a mud puddle. And this person knew who that preacher was. The bicyclist could see that that preacher was dressed in that nice white clothing. And that cyclist decided that he was going to get close to that preacher and he was going to splash him. And he was going to dirty up his fine white clothing. That's what the bicyclist did. Got a huge splash and just plastered that guy with mud. Now, 2 points. Number one, if you had been that person who had been wearing white, you had been in that country of China trying to convert people to what I believe was probably denominational doctrine. But anyway, had you been him, and that person came along and splashed you as you were wearing your white duds, what would you have done? I'll tell you what this guy did. He got down on his knees, kneeled, and publicly prayed for the man on the bicycle. As the story goes, that man began to convert people. And as the story goes, and it is reputed to be true, he converted a lot of people to the doctrine that he was teaching. People heard about that story, and because of how he acted on that one occasion, that was a major change in his quote-unquote ministry. As I think about that story, there are several lessons, one of which might be that as you look at the Christian life, God's people are not perfect. I suspect that what may have gone first through their minds, man was, I'm going to kneel and pray for that fella. But he overcame that, and he decided that he was going to try to follow the example of Christ that we read about in the Sermon on the Mount. Pray for your enemies, do good to them that don't treat you in positive ways and so forth. And you begin to also see, I think, there the power of the gospel. Tonight, as we assemble here as a body of people, there is a better way. Most of the people in the world, had they been wearing that white clothing, they might have wanted to push that fellow into the mud puddle, go, pound him, maybe swear at him, but there's a better way. And Christ offers that way. We can have that better way if we're willing to believe in Jesus. If we're willing to, as we talked about in tonight's class, repent, that is, turn our life around, conform it to what we find in the Scriptures, to confess that Christ is the Son of God, and then finally to be freed, to be released from every single sin, baptized into Christ, Galatians 3:27, for the forgiveness of every single sin, Acts 2:38. And then we begin walking in a new path, Romans 6:4, raised to walk in the newness of life, as Paul told the Colossians in Colossians chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. Tonight, are we on that new road? Tonight, had we been in that area, in white clothing, and somebody come along on that bicycle, would we have done what Christ wants us to do? Let's think about who we are, our spiritual status before God, and if we're not in a right relationship with Him, let's make sure that we change that and do that now as we stand and sing.